It's obviously been an interesting couple of days. How's everyone handled the drama and the uncertainty?
I think everyone's handled it pretty well, all things considered. Tough circumstances, not the best way to start the trip off, but we've had a couple good practices, which is nice. And looks like, well, knock on wood, looks like we'll have a game tomorrow. I hope so anyway.
Are you aware of your namesake, Scott Morrison, making an announcement while you're on the plane about the changes to the nation's close contact rules and what how that could benefit sport going forward?
No, I was not aware of that. I hope it means it's shorter.
So he said that only people who you live with will be considered close contacts now if someone contracts COVID. So if you have a team meeting and you've got all your players in it, and someone's got it, that isn't considered, then none of you are considered close contacts from there. It's only if you're living together. Do you think that will be significantly better for all sports going forward?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I would say it's definitely going to be better for sports. If that's true and the states can't overrule that, I'll be pretty excited. But I'm not sure it helps with the spread of the virus. But I'll leave that to the scientists, and I think we'll still be careful. We're obviously trying to limit our risk, but if that's the case, then that'll be a big kind of stress relief, because basically at this point in time, if one person catches COVID, then your whole team's done for up to 14 days, even the old rules. So if that's changed, that'd be great.
How have you approached the short time you've had to prepare for Cairns? Obviously, you've played them not long ago. Does that help with your preparation to heading into this such a scenario?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it'll be the same for them, having played us a couple times, blitz, and then in the regular season. So I think we've kind of played all the same teams. It's almost like we have two divisions unofficially. So I think everyone in that division, or quote-unquote division, is going to be pretty familiar with each other. And as long as the games that are scheduled and moved and added are those teams, everyone should be prepared, because there's no real excuses or surprises.
Two pretty significant ends with Mitch coming back and with Matt Hodgson being okay as well. Can you talk about how excited you are to see Mitch actually play a game, because you haven't seen him at any level at all so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's been great in practices. And even before he was healthy to play in practice, he was great as a kind of a mentor type of player for the younger guys. He's been really engaged this whole time. Got to give him credit, and hopefully his patience has paid off. I'm sure he was not hoping for the game to be canceled the other day, but I'm sure he was one of the couple guys that didn't mind it, because it made give him a chance to get an extra game. So from that standpoint, it was good. And I'm just happy for him that he'll hopefully get a chance to play here tomorrow.
What's he going to be capable of physically? Is he on really restricted minutes, or is it just half a game sort of scenario? Like, what do you know about how long he'll be allowed to play out there?
I don't think it'll be – I mean, I haven't really spoken to Josh about it, but I think I've been here enough and worked with Josh enough that I could guess it's going to be 12 to 15 minutes. That's basically kind of his standard for the first game back after such a layoff. So. We'll try to get him in three or four short shifts, and I think based on what I've learned about Mitch is he goes pretty hard, so he may not be able to handle more than 2 or 3 minutes tomorrow anyway at a time. So hopefully we can get him out there 3 or 4 times and he'll make an impact on the game regardless of how much he plays.
And was the days leading in, like, was it so significant missing the game being cancelled that he was literally 1 or 2 days away from being right and would have missed the Adelaide game but is fit for this one? Is that how close and how tight it was from a timeline perspective?
Yeah, we weren't planning to play him against Adelaide. And I think it's not so much that the extra 2 days, I don't think, did a lot, but it gave him a chance to play full court in practice. And I think that was kind of the last box that had to be checked off from the medical team's standpoint. And he showed well, so he got the green light. And now we just got to hope everything goes well between now and tomorrow night.
Did you get an opportunity to practice instead of playing? Was that when that managed to do that? You were able to say, well, we're not playing on whatever day it was and practice then, or was it the next day? Was it yesterday where he got to practice?
He did everything. We had two full practices, and today we shot light shooting before we left Adelaide. So we made the most of our time. Unfortunately, we didn't get to capitalize on our preparation for Adelaide, but if we play them again soon, it'll be easy to carry it over. And it was nice to get a couple of days live practice and took our mind off some things. And then we had one day, I guess, to prepare for Cairns. But again, they'll be ready the same as we will be, just based on our previous experiences.
And Hodgson coming back in, obviously, it gives you another really big body to be able to counter them on the boards.
Yeah, no, Hodges looked pretty good as well. He would have been ready to play if we had played that first game. And I'm sure he's excited as well. He's had a tough go, just like everybody else that's been hurt. But hopefully get a chance to let off some steam tomorrow night. And I'm sure he'll be on some sort of restriction as well. But again, it's just like Mitch, he'll be valuable in his minutes, especially with the big bodies that Cairns has.
And how difficult is it keeping the players ready at all times when there's so many disruptions in this kind of COVID-affected season?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge. I think every sports league is dealing with it around the world in some form or another. You'd think a league like the NHL, for example, would be a little bit easier because they have, you know, the private planes and all the other stuff, but they're getting hit the worst of everyone. So I guess the guys have that kind of stuff going around them, even the Scorchers game being called off tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Much friendly wager on the game, so I was disappointed to hear that. So I guess they just got to, you know, they got to suck it up and just take it one day at a time. That's been our message since we got here, or since before we left, is just, there's no excuses. And this period of time that we're away is going to be crucial for everyone in the league. So if we can do our best to minimize our exposures to COVID and do our best to stay focused on basketball, then perhaps that'll pay off for us in the postseason.
I'm assuming the players are under some kind of restrictions in what they can and can't do. How hard is it also to manage that and keep their mental health you know, going well while also kind of minimizing their risk?
Well, it's tough because there's not much you can really do. And it's been a while since I was a 20-something-year-old athlete, but going for walks along the beach probably wasn't too high on my list at that time. Find it right now. It's a nice break for me. But it's going to be tough for those guys to do much outside of the hotel that they enjoy. But luckily, we're in a country that's built pretty well for outdoor activities. So you never know. We might get a chance to do some things when we get to Hobart. Obviously, this trip to Cairns is going to be quick. The hotel's really nice, though. So if you're going to get stuck inside, this would be a nice place to do it. And, you know, I'm sure everyone's itching to play. It kind of showed in practice. Practice was getting pretty competitive, which is good. But usually means that the guys are due for a game.
And Luke Travers, you know, game 50 coming up, and it's a small milestone hopefully ahead of his big career, but how impressed have you been with Luke since coming over and joining the Wildcats yourself?
Yeah, Luke's been great. He's working hard. He's a good all-around player. He's been kind of stuffing the stat sheet in a number of different categories. Might call him a jack of all trades, master of none right now, but we're working on the mastering part for a couple of those things. So he's been really important to our wins. And as we get a full roster back, or hopefully as we get a full roster back, his role might change a little bit, but we're still going to be counting on him to be a pretty big part of our offense and defense and you know, be a good playmaker, not only for himself, but for others. It's a skill or a gift that not many people have, where they can get their own shot and get other people's shots. So, that's one thing he does have, and we're going to definitely utilize it as much as possible.